Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. You have your sportsman. Some call us the sports bros here. My name is Isaac. Hello.
Sada.
Very bro-y.
Big Sook's right over there.
With
dude. Jacked up on high tea.
We have the Schnitzel Wolf on the ones and twos.
I would also call myself bro-y at times.
Are you a bro?
My sports fandom kind of, like, you know, put a beer in my hand and I get pretty drunk. I think I can say, get some bro action. Yeah.
Who's the biggest bro at the fan? If we had a bro show, what...
Schnitzel Wolf is in there. I think Danny's pretty bro-y. I think Dirt is bro-y. That would be like if you had a three-man lineup, like two hosts, whatever, producer, some combination. I think that's probably the bro-iest that you're going to get.
I think Sprague can get bro-y, though, too.
Sup, bro?
Sup. Sup, dude.
Yeah. Rip the shirt off.
Well, bro, I can't really define, but you just know it when
you know
you,
it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you're kind of sports petty. I think Danny wears like earrings and there's a lot of sport clothing. Like the three of them are constantly wearing something with a sports logo on it. Like it's, you know, I think they're, if you're going, well, sports bro is different than like country club bro. But in our context, the sports bro, I think it's one of those three are very, very sports bro. They would cry when a team wins and get all pissy when something bad happens.
Or get in a fight over their team.
Yes.
I did cry when the Mariners won the ALDS.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
I did.
Yeah. Well, here are your headlines today. Big news out of Michigan, where Sharon Moore?
It's not good.
The head coach of Michigan was fired today.
Yeah.
He was fired because he had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer,
and
Michigan fired him with cause, so he will not be paid. And this had been rumored for at least a year. There are college football insiders who said that they've caught wind of this a long time ago, but just now he is fired. And then just this last hour, we learned that he has been detained by police.
Yeah.
And that is apparently a domestic with his wife, Kelly, who may have just learned that he had an affair.
Well, and he's been fired and all of that. And so I guess he got handed over from, they were looking for him. There's several reports out now from people because it was two separate police departments. He got arrested by one and then handed over to another. And they said just for investigation. And the reports that are coming out online from people out there said that there was a conflict, a domestic violence thing. He fled. And when he fled, he was threatening suicide, which would then be an entirely separate thing. You're looking for him, obviously, for potential charges into the domestic violence thing. And also, this is like what happened with the Dallas Cowboy guy. If you're wanted for something and you're potentially suicidal, then there's obviously two reasons to go get him. Either way, Moore is having about the worst day you can possibly have.
Yeah, he has. So his wife is Kelly. They were married in 2015, and they have three daughters together, Shiloh, Soleil, and Sadie.
Yeah.
Wonderful names, by the way.
Yeah.
As child names go.
I feel terrible for them, honestly.
Yeah, it's
not
no
their,
good.
It's what not their day. It's not their fault. But we talked about it. There's just from Mel Tucker to, by the way, this is the exact same thing that got Bobby Petrino, minus maybe, so the other one out there is she was or is or terminated, but there was a pregnancy involved in this. But from Gary Anderson to Mel Tucker to Bobby Petrino, I mean, they got to start like a support group. Sean Moore had $27 million guaranteed dollars. Mel Tucker gave up 80. Bobby Petrino, like, you can't touch the secretaries. And you can't promote someone to your secretary when you're sleeping with them. You just gotta find a way to not do that. And yet, there's just so many guys that can't stop themselves.
All right, well, I don't have anything else to say about that.
Yeah, it's just bad.
Just wait for the news to come out and some details.
And hopefully he's okay. Hopefully it's not, you know.
Right. You know, he somehow made himself a sympathetic figure.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Not really, but at the same time.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. I mean. You don't want anyone to lose their life over this.
No.
And it certainly went from kind of like a tongue-in-cheek ha-ha thing to like, oh my God. You kind of forget when these headlines come out and it's a little comical that some dude just ruined his own life. And then you realize, oh my God, this is, it's something.
Real people.
Real people. Yeah. Real people going through real stuff.
We have some other headlines to get to today. The polar bear, otherwise known as Pete Alonso.
Yeah, this one stung a little bit.
Is leaving your Mets and heading to the Baltimore Orioles for 5 years, $155 million.
He can't even, I know a lot of Met fans are all butthurt. What are you going to do? The Mets were going to give him that money.
What are the Mets doing? They're losing all their good players. Do they know you have to have good players to win?
Well, they're also losing players that may be on the backside of their careers to large contracts. Like, I want Diaz back, but you went and signed, you already went and signed another closer, one who obviously was pretty bad last year.
Devin Williams.
Isn't it weird, too, that the guy that gave up the game-winning home run in that Milwaukee series is now a Met, and the guy that ended that Milwaukee series is now gone. Yeah. But Alonso last year was supposed to test the open market, and the Mets kind of let him see what was out there. Wasn't a lot of interest. He had a nice bounce back year, but $150 million is a lot of dough. I mean, it sucks because it's not my money, and I want the Mets to spend, and they do spend. I mean, look at what they gave Juan Soto. I just don't know if they were willing to go to that length, but he is one of my all-time favorite Mets, and that stinks, but I can't be mad at him. You got $150
million. 155, I think.
I mean, good for you. I love the polar bear, and that's just one of those. You ever see like one of your favorite players get a contract, but you understand why your team didn't give it to him, like Albert Pujols?
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around that with the Mets because they are, well, rich, and they have the highest payroll or one of the highest payrolls in the league.
But is there a point where you just because you have, and by the way, they've had the highest payroll for the last couple of years and it got them nowhere. Do you just have a blank check and then you just pay everyone no matter what? Like
that's what the Dodgers do. It's what the, you know, it's what the Yankees do. It's kind of, yes.
I mean, the Yankees don't do that anymore. They, you know.
Well, it's your advantage.
Yes.
That you can.
Yes.
And, okay, so let's play small ball, Mets, whatever. I don't care. Kurt Cignetti of Indiana is the first ever to win back-to-back Walter Camp National Coach of the Year Awards.
Once again, Urban Meyer said it, and I never agreed with a statement more from a talking head. It is the single greatest coaching jab in college football history, what Cignetti has done the last 2 years at Indiana.
Isn't that weird that no coach has ever won back-to-back Walter Camp Coach of the Year Awards?
Well, it's almost impossible because, like, you can't win the Coach of the Year at, like, Ohio State. Like, I mean, when Ryan Day wins a national title, you're like, you should win a national title. Or if you do win it the next year, you know, we're like, okay, well, you're an established guy. So we just don't see this. We've never seen anything. This isn't Bill Snyder. There's just never been anything like it. A team that was irrelevant. And in the span of 2 years, you went to the College Football Playoff and now you're the number one team in the country. And you look through the transfer portal, dude, it is not 4- and 5-star guys. It's a bunch of guys from James Madison and a bunch of people that were cast-offs that no one else really wanted. And he's built them into this. It's insane.
Isn't it wild that Nick Saban only won that award twice?
Yeah.
So Cignetti, Kalen DeBoer, Sonny Dykes, Luke Fickell, Jamie Chadwell, Ed Orgeron, Nick Saban, Mark Richt, Mike McIntyre. Remember that year he had at Colorado?
I do remember that.
Dabo.
Yeah.
Gary Patterson, Brian Kelly, David Cutcliffe, Les Miles.
Wasn't it one of those things, too, when you...
Chip.
Yeah.
From Oregon.
But it's like the idea, you mentioned, like, the Sonny Dykes. Like, Sonny had that great year at TCU, but you don't replicate that. That's usually a, hey, we got a special season, and then after that, you come back down to earth. He is not coming down to earth. Now, I wonder if next year maybe the shoe falls off. Because so much of this is the transfer portal. They have the 15th best class in the Big 10 the last 2 years of recruiting. So a lot of these guys are going to move on. But like you think about the players he brought over from James Madison. So Surratt was a James Madison guy. The running back, was it Kalon Black or Keelon Black, was Aiden Fisher, D'Angelo Pons, their best corner, who's going to be an NFL guy. Those are all guys that he brought over from James Madison.
Yeah, watch out for the Dukes.
Then their best D-lineman was from Kent State. They brought another guy
that's
in from
Daly.
That's Daly, who, by the way, he's out.
He is out for the college football playoff. He injured his knee high-fiving fans.
Yes.
After they beat Ohio State.
The number one leader in the Big Ten for tackles for loss is out for high-fiving people. And that's the one, by the way, like Indiana does not have the depth that the other teams have. And stuff like that can really be devastating for them. But yeah, I mean, it's all transfers. Even Mendoza at Cal, I mean, he was a nice transfer, but he wasn't the most sought-after player in the portal. It's just a bunch of dudes from kind of cast off Maryland, Wisconsin, NC State, Kent State. It's just, can he do this year after year? I still believe that if he expects to be a perennial power, they have to recruit significantly better. And maybe they will. Maybe now going forward, Indiana's viewed as a real power. But you can't have the 15th best recruiting class in your conference and be on top. Like that will come back to haunt you.
There are your headlines. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Philip Rivers, our new favorite old overweight granddad gunslinger.
I loved this press conference.
We will hear from him next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I recorded that several years ago.
You're so talented.
Thank you. I'll toot my own horn. I actually sound like him.
Wow.
I do.
What? You know, are you serious?
You know what? My therapist told me that I need to be more confident in myself, so I'm throwing that out there. And if you asked anybody in my life, they would my wife would be screaming at you and be like, yes, he does. Shut up. So.
Right. Don't mean to toot my own horn, but I got a giant hog and I sing just like Bublé.
Hey,
that's how I do.
Hey,
it.
You mind? I've just never heard somebody.
Yeah, that was look. It caught me off guard.
That's like
too.
Overly confident.
Yeah, that was like whoa.
Hey, Patrick Harris, one fan personality, challenged me to a sing-off here on this show when you were gone a couple years ago during Christmas.
That did happen,
well, and look, I beat him.
Only so. You.
I know you can sing, okay, Schultzy, but. You know, when you just come out and say, hey, I sing just like Michael Bublé, it's like, whoa. I mean, I'm a pretty decent radio host, but, you know,
me and
Howard Stern are kind of like 1 and 1A, really.
I do not claim to be Jim Rome or Colin Cowherd, but when it comes to singing, I
do. Bublé.
There you go. Nature Goulet. Yeah, that there you go.
Well, we have audio for you, and it is not... Schultzy sounding exactly like Michael Bublé.
Nah, I like that he dropped exactly as well.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. There you go. I'm just a little ditty.
I mean, it was good, but you know, look.
Put it next to him.
Hey, leave it alone. Like, leave the Schnitzel right, Wolf alone. He had a little. He had that warble in his voice. Little.
Well, he's a crooner.
He is a crooner.
I was crooning the other day, and my mom goes, "You sound like you could sing."
Oh boy.
And I'm like, no one can't.
No one has ever said that. I don't croon.
I'm going to love you forever. That's what I do. Yeah. Adelida.
Actually, I like
pretty
that
little
one.
Cajun queen. You want more?
Please.
She's been knocking on Mr. Brownstone.
So good. I'm still waiting for you to get to my favorite one.
You want something a little lower?
There you go. Fine young
girl.
Wow.
Some
call you the songbird of your generation.
They would be right.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking to the door. I can do all genres.
And that's the thing. It's the versatility, you know.
So we have audio here of Phil Rivers. And did you know that it's Philip with one L? Did you know that?
I did not know that. I don't.
Yeah. He only has one L.
I assumed all Phillips were two L's.
I did too. But apparently not Dr. Rivers.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I don't know why that's like that, but I just wanted to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
He had a press conference today. Now, the Colts are coming to Seattle.
Yes.
They're going to play your Seahawks this weekend.
Now, they have elevated Brett Rypien off the practice squad. As of yet, Old Fat Rivers is not. Old Man Rivers is still on the practice squad. So, just for what it's worth.
But you may see him out there slinging.
Yeah, there's video of him out of practice, right?
On Sunday. Well, here's a little bit of what it sounded like when he stepped to the microphone for the first time. And I think the Zoom, is the Zoom comment in here, Schultzy? Yeah, that's not in there? Okay. Well, he made a joke about, hey, we're not on Zoom.
Yeah.
Because the last time he was in the league, it was COVID, and they had to do all the Zoom interviews. So here is Philip Rivers returning to Indy.
Mr. Irsay believing in me in that year in 2020 when it didn't go so good in 2019. The teammates that I was able to play with, 14 of them are still here. Training room's the same. You know, PR guys are the same. Equipment room's the same. They wanted me. And, you know, I try to keep it as simple as that. And, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing. Certainly, I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. I'd kind of thought that ship had sailed, but something about it excited me, and it's kind of one of those deals. The door opens, and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it, or run from it. And I know that there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it. And I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play and cut it loose with your guys in the game you love to play. And the dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time. So I really kept it as simple as that in my mind. And here I stand.
So it's a tough game. Physically, you ready for it?
Yeah, we're going to find out that too. I think so. I know it is tough, and I know 5 years is a long time. Believe me, that weighed on me a lot.
it being so long. But it also is a game I played a long time and stayed in over the last 5 years. And I know high school ball is different, but staying involved in the game. And I watch the Colts and the Chargers every Sunday, about every snap, and I watch about every game there is. And I know that's not NFL preparing, playing quarterback. I know that's a far stretch from that, but it's not like I just kind of shut football down and I'm, you know, trying to pick it back up. I've been very into it since I've been gone. But yeah, no, it is a physical game and it's fast, and dudes are big and fast, just like they were. And so I'm just, you shoot, take it a day at a time, and I do feel good. There's something about being back in this building that feels right. And I'm just thankful, and shoot, like I said, really just taking it one meeting at a time, one lift at a time, and really embracing it and going after it.
So that's what Phil with one L
yeah
sounds like.
Yeah, someone I guess we don't have it because it was a long press conference.
But, I have it here.
Oh, you have the I like those because he's
kind of fat.
He's kind of fat. Like, he was never the skinniest guy in the world, but he
well, he looks like he's 44.
He's put on some lbs.
What do you weigh right now? Right this second.
Okay, so the question is what do you weigh right now?
What do you weigh right now?
Right this second. I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked up the field in Buffalo. All right. I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm going they you know, people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
That's very true, though.
I love that. I ain't never run away from anyone anyway, so they know where I'm at.
Got a lot of friends that are fat.
I love that answer.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how fat he is. He was a statue when he was skinny.
With bad knees. But there is an element of, you have a 44-year-old fat guy that clearly has not been keeping himself in shape. And you're going to ask him to go play this game against one of the nastiest defenses in the NFL? This is borderline elder abuse. If they... And I understand that he's been around and he understands the Steichen offense and all that. But dude, if they ask him to play on like 4 days' notice against this Seahawks defense,
get off my porch.
He may die. He really may die. And then
he's not gonna.
We're all gonna feel bad.
He'll be fine.
But I love it. It's a great story, and
I hope he slings it.
And Philip Rivers, by the way, supposedly is like one of the all time like super great guys. Like, he won't curse. He's like super family oriented, so he's a granddad, for God's sakes.
Okay, so a couple things. Starting quarterbacks older than their head coach.
Oh.
Can you name any?
Like right now or in history?
All time. Okay. Like, he's like the eighth. One, two, three, four, five, six. He's the seventh.
I mean, let's go with the old guys that have played, right? So we talked about Favre.
Favre is one of them.
We talked about Rodgers. We talked about DeBerg.
Not Rodgers, not DeBerg.
Testaverde.
Nope. Damn. No. So you have
Warren Moon?
Because again, they have to have a younger coach.
Yeah, younger coach.
Brett Favre in 2008 was older than Eric Mangini.
Mm.
Joe Flacco in 2024 was older than Shane Steichen. Wade Wilson back with the Raiders in 1998 was older than John Gruden.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, but neither do I.
Craig Morton of the Broncos was older than Dan Reeves in 1981.
Wait, I miss your Dan Reeves.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Let's see. Charlie Connerly of the 1961 Giants was older than Ali Sherman. Mm. And the 1951 Washington whatevers, Sammy Baugh, was older than Dick Todd.
Okay. What a great name, by the way.
And now Philip Rivers, much older than...
Steichen
again. Yeah. How about Steichen being on that list twice?
This is going to be fun. I hope that it's not the Brett Rippon show. I hope it's the Philip Rivers show, but something tells me it will be Brett Rippon, at least this week.
With Steichen being on that list twice, I think that's what you get when you put your chips into Anthony Richardson there, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this goes, again, we talked about this earlier a little bit with the Commanders. I'm telling you, go look at what the Commanders draft picks. They have given away a lot in the Tunsil trade, in the Lattimore trade. They kind of went all in, and they actually have one of the older rosters in the NFL. Debo Samuel and all this, and all, like, their roster is not good. It is bad. And now you have a quarterback that whose whole world was based around like being an athlete and run around, and he got the hell kicked out of him this year. He's been hurt all year. And you look ahead and you're like, by the way, right now, that's the worst defense in the league. Believe it or not, the Cincinnati defense.
Where did we get from Philip Rivers to that?
So this is what I'm saying. Like the Colts this year went from what are we doing to, oh my God, we found something in Daniel Jones, right? And then they were going to go all in, and they traded two first-round picks to go get Sauce Gardner and was like, hey, we're shoving our chips in the middle because we're going to try to, like, microwave this thing. Now, lo and behold, you went from trade deadline, giving up big future assets to try to make a push to win right now to you've got Philip Rivers. Going all in and kind of doing dumb knee-jerk reactions to speed something up, the chances of that working are so, so slim. Whether that's Washington or Indy or Houston did this a couple years ago. And so it's just kind of amazing to think about where we were at when the Colts said, nope, Sauce Gardner can win us a Super Bowl this year. And now we're like, well, fat Philip Rivers, come on down. And then what do you do next year? Because Daniel Jones isn't ready next year either. He's tore his Achilles.
So here's one other stat I saw, which I thought was great. Most receiving yards over the age of 40. Okay, receiving yards.
Okay. Not many receivers have to be.
I mean, Rice has to top the list.
I tell you all the time, don't sign a receiver over the age of 30. It doesn't work out.
Right.
So Jerry Rice won. Tim Brown, maybe?
Nope. Jerry Rice is number one with 2,509 receiving yards over the age of 40.
Boy, that's more than I would have thought.
Number two is Tom Brady. With six.
No, it is not.
Not even kidding.
What?
That's a real stat.
Yes. Number three is Mercedes Lewis two.
Yeah.
My God.
If Philip Rivers
catches a pass,
and it is over 11 yards, he will be number three on the all-time list of most receiving yards over the age.
You think Philip Rivers knows this and asked to run some sort of Joey Harrington-esque throwback?
And why did I say 11? Because he currently has minus nine receiving yards.
Yeah, ball batted back to him and he catches it. That does happen sometimes.
So he's gonna have to dig out of his hole.
Yeah, I was wondering where that math was coming in. Your math wasn't mathing.
Yeah, Rodgers and Rivers are both minus nine.
Can you imagine running the Philly special with Philip Rivers out there? And also, and I'm not trying to be like mean here, but don't we all know that this ends with a blown Achilles? Like, look at how many Achilles injuries we've seen recently. Doesn't this end with another blown Achilles?
Well, probably, but if he wants to play and they want him, get after it.
To him, it's worth
it. Yes. He doesn't care.
I think it's great. I love the explanation where he's like, dude, it's just one more chance to go out and let it rip with your buddies.
Yeah.
The idea of sitting on the couch and then having that call to be made while you were a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Also this, if you were a Colts fan, and I went to you 5 years ago and told you, in the future, like I got in my time machine, I came back, I said, 5 years from now, you are going to be one of the best teams in football, and we are going to bring a quarterback out of retirement, a former Colt quarterback, to resurrect your season, but it's not Andrew Luck. What are the odds of that?
God, no kidding.
Like, you have Andrew Luck sitting there, and yet, no, you've turned... Now, Andrew Luck's busy running the Stanford Cardinal football program, and we're going to Philip Rivers.
Never thought I'd see this.
Is Curtis Painter not available?
The answer to that is no, he's not.
Remember, he was the bridge quarterback in between Andrew Luck and...
I don't know, man.
Peyton Manning.
We've been doing this a long time, and, you know, it doesn't... It's usually like... It's not every month, but I'm telling you, man... The shocking things that happen that you could never predict happen pretty much every month, every other month.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell? Like, if I told you before the season, I'm like, guess what? Week 15, Philip Rivers is back. You'd be like, Rob, shut up. You're an idiot. Or you're just trying to be funny.
Yeah. No.
No, he's back.
He's back. There's only one way this ends, and that's Philip Rivers wins like three games in a row, right? And gets him into the playoffs and then blows his Achilles, and then Colin Kaepernick comes back. And we bring back Kaepernick to play. Because Kaepernick did tweet. He's like, hey, I'm still available. I'm still around.
Wow.
No one's sniffing at him.
Worst Heisman since when? That's next. Here's Schultz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Well, for some ungodly reason, we don't have the college football playoff games this weekend.
Yeah.
We have only Army-Navy, which is great, but...
I think some of it actually might be the school calendar as well. Believe it or not, I think everyone having finals and whatnot, I think that...
Oh, now we care about finals.
Yeah, huh? That matters.
Okay.
Well, I do find it somewhat laughable that in all this talk, in the calendar and transfer portal, at no point does someone bring up that, yes... this is obviously big time, and we didn't come here to play school. An education component of this does matter. Like, you do have to be working towards a degree. Academics can get you in trouble, and some kids, believe it or not, may actually want to get an education because they won't go to the NFL.
Yeah, who cares? Listen, they should be playing some games this weekend, okay? We can't wait till next weekend.
Sorry ass out there.
What the hell?
School's a choice.
Well, the other thing we have... So we have Army-Navy. I always hate this weekend because, I mean, you got the NFL.
I do love Army-Navy.
But the Army-Navy game is great.
Yeah.
But unless you're betting on it, I don't know. It's not.
I just like the pageantry of it. It's America's game.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't do anything when they're rushing for 3.5 yards per carry and they don't ever throw it, and it's the same game. It's the same game every year.
Yes.
So I just, it's not that interesting. Okay. The game is amazing.
Yes.
And I do love the pageantry, too, and I always tune into it because mm-hmm. it's the only thing on.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I hate this weekend. It's like, come on, it's a wasted Saturday. Yeah. Now, we do have the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
And
that kind of feels wasted this year, too.
I guess so. It's not a great group of dudes. You know, I mean, it's not like, but it is a close vote. Like, they're saying that Pavia and Mendoza, it might be pretty close.
Hmm. So I just kind of assumed that Mendoza is going to run away with this thing.
Well, again, I mean, he might, but it sounds like it's one of the closer ones we've had in a while. I mean, I don't even remember the last time we had a close one. Not that the Heisman even matters either, because it's like just goes to the best quarterback on the best team, right?
Yeah.
So that would stand to reason. Mendoza wins, but...
I mean, occasionally you get, you know, like Travis Hunter won it last year. I mean, he's not a quarterback, but...
Yes, yeah,
it's largely
a quarterback. Was that a close vote, though?
I'd have to look it up. I don't know. I mean, everyone thought it was Travis Hunter. I remember it not being much of a... I don't think it was a big mystery.
Look, there's something about Mendoza, too. It's like, I just don't know how many people have really seen him much.
Mm-hmm.
He's at Indiana.
Yeah. Well, and his stats, they aren't...
Exactly.
So most of the time that a quarterback wins, we are used to seeing... usually around 55 to 6,000 yards, 5,500 or 6,000, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 touchdowns. Mendoza has thrown for 2,900 yards and 33 touchdowns. So when you do look at kind of the list of numbers of what we're used to, this will be the most underwhelming Heisman that we've seen probably since like Jason White. And that's just kind of...
Yeah, so you have Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you guys talk... I was out that day, but after the Washington game.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Collinsworth and how he was pronouncing Mariota?
We did not.
No, we did not.
Did you catch that on the game?
Yeah.
They were playing Denver?
Yeah, we're back. I do know that from, I think the morning show was talking about it, like, we're still doing this with the name.
What was that?
I don't know.
Why were they trying so hard to pronounce Mariota?
I don't know.
It's Mariota.
Well, according to you, not according to Chris Collinsworth, and you, sir, know Chris Collinsworth.
Did you catch that, though?
Yes, I did catch that.
It was so odd.
Well, sometimes you get, like, Troy Aikman has that. Like, every now and then you get a broadcaster that just has, I mean, God, I do it all the time.
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Jared Goffing.
Sometimes you don't mean to mispronounce something. It's just the way you talk, well, it kind of comes out differently.
I think this was the opposite. I think he was focusing hard on pronouncing it a certain way.
You think that's the way he thinks?
It was almost as if they got in his ear and said, you better enunciate Mariota.
Is it possible that Marcus is going to tell us all after all these years we've been saying it wrong?
It's Mariota. Mariota.
Is it Dan Gidzurich or whatever? Mariota.
Jameis Winston, Johnny Manziel, Bob Griffin, Cam Newton, Mark Ingram, Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow, Troy Smith, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Jason White.
Jason White's the worst Heisman of our...
Yeah, like, worst player.
Worst player. And by the way, he's the only Heisman Trophy winner of the modern day to not get drafted.
I would say this, though.
Crouch was drafted as a receiver.
In the sixth round.
No. I don't remember I remember Lamar Jackson in college.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch him all that much because he was at Louisville.
So good.
But I don't remember really that one being that interesting. What am I trying to say? Like, I just feel like the Lamar Jackson one was kind of a meh.
Boy, Lamar was...
Well, I know he's a great player. I'm just saying, like, the Heisman ceremony
sure.
was just like...
I think largely the Heisman Trophy has kind of lost a lot of its luster. It has, but
I tell you what, I think the ceremony every year mm-hmm. is really good. Yeah. I always love to see... Because it's a big deal to them
sure.
and the kids. Yeah. And then when they get up and give their speech, I just think it's pretty cool. I think it's better than... the actual content of the Army-Navy game.
Well, and I will tell you that if Mendoza or old Diego wins, it will be entertaining because both of those guys, for different reasons, will give very memorable speeches. And if Vandy Boy wins it, he won't get drafted probably. He right now appears to kind of be a free agent guy. Maybe he can get into the late rounds, but he could be another one that wins the Heisman. He's also the reason why, like, he's the guy that keeps suing because he wants to come back and play more college because the NFL doesn't want him. Whereas Mendoza will probably be the number one overall pick. By the way, in a lot of mocks now, Dante Moore, the second or third pick.
Whoa.
Yeah, the NFL is going to come hard for Dante Moore. Don't know if he'll go, but every mock now basically has Mendoza and Moore 1 and 2 or 1
so
and
Mendoza's
3.
So Mendoza's going to the Raiders. Because Raiders now have the number one pick.
Kind of feels that there is a lot of momentum for him to be the number one guy. And then more, whether he's the second pick or third pick, depending on who ends up drafting and what needs and does someone trade up. But it kind of feels like right now it's a two-man race. And by the way, it would not shock me one bit if we got into the draft process and Dante Moore ends up being the number one guy.
Oh, you know what? Somebody mentions the LA Bowl. That's right. We have a bowl game this weekend. Did you know that?
The LA Bowl?
Yeah.
Get right the hell out of town.
It's Boise State and Washington. It's actually not a terrible bowl.
That's this weekend?
Yes. It's on Saturday.
I can't say I knew that.
I don't know where the LA Bowl came from, but.
At all. Yeah. Oh, my God.
December 13th, 5 p.m.
Yeah. Huh. Hosted by Gronk.
God.
Rob Gronkowski.
You're also forgetting the Cricket Celebration Bowl, which is also on December 13th. South Carolina State and Prairie View A&M.
Oh, come on. What? Wait, Prairie View A&M made a bowl?
Apparently.
Aren't they like the worst program of all time?
That's what I kind of heard. But
that's
no,
that's what you kind of heard?
Well, like there's always that joke that they had like the longest losing streak. They went 10-3 this year. And South Carolina State's 9-3. Dude, this is a It's a Titan matchup.
So the Lamar Jackson Heisman, he beat out Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Jabril Peppers, and Dede Westbrook.
That's, I mean, there's a couple guys in there that are
that well, are the next time. Year, Baker beat him out.
Yeah.
With Bryce Love.
Watching Lamar Jackson, Lamar was a college player that you were like, oh my God. I mean, he had a lot of, it was Michael Vick. He was just the best athlete on the field. It's just that people kind of crapped all over him saying that he wasn't going to be an NFL guy.
And no, I get that. He was awesome, but what was it? Like, there was no big moment with him.
Because Louisville wasn't that good.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, and Daniels had this too at LSU. Like, they were a 3 or 4 loss team. So it helps when the Travis Hunter had this at Colorado. It helps when the person that wins the Heisman is on a team that's in the playoff or is one of the, you know, the big national. I guess LSU was a national brand, but they were an afterthought. What? Whereas Mendoza, if he wins, Mendoza is the number one team in the country. So I think that goes a long way. But
he is number one, but I don't think that many people have seen him.
It's possible.
Because it's Indiana.
Yeah.
Maybe they saw him for the first. How many people do you think saw him for the first time against Ohio State?
A lot of people.
Whereas, you know, Manziel and Kyler Murray and all these guys, we watched them. Caleb Williams, we watched them all year.
Yeah. Well, and Mendoza, it really was the 1 year wonder because no one watched him when he was at Cal. So this is the first year. Whereas even like a guy like, who's the Vanderbilt quarterback again? Why can't I think of his
Pavia.
Name? Yeah, Pavia. When we saw him last year, like he was a known commodity. Mendoza just kind of showed up on the scene and was like, hey, remember me. Love was a guy that was a big deal last year at Notre Dame. So some of those guys have a lot more brand name than Mendoza.
Does Dante Moore go pro? Do you think he's going to the NFL? I don't know, man.
If I'm advising him and someone tells me you're going to be the number 2 overall pick, and we're going to give you $40 million guaranteed, actually probably more like $50 million now.
You kind of got to go, don't you?
How do you not go? Like, I get that coming back helps your long-term development, and you are going to be well compensated. You'll make $3.5 million at Oregon, and you can sign an insurance thing. But, my God, man, turning down that money and to be the number one or number two, I still think that if he goes through the draft process – I think he'll end up being the number one guy. His talents, no offense to Mendoza, Moore is a much better prospect than Mendoza. He just needs more seasoning. So, I mean, obviously Oregon's going to do the number one indicator of being successful in the NFL is number of starts. So come back, we'll take care of you, we'll pay for your insurance policy, we're going to try to get you as much NIL as you need. Does $4 or $5 million, does that do something for you to get you to stay? And let's go chase a national title because everyone's coming back. Although not everyone, because most of their undergrads that are going to, like Amari Washington's going to leave. Sadiq's going to leave. They're all first round picks, but come back. We're going to have a loaded team next year. And next year you'll come out completely ready for the NFL. That's going to be the sell job. And that's a good sell job. But some NFL team's going to be, would you like $49 million guaranteed dollars?
Yeah, but from the NFL team perspective, is that, is he?
He's.
You want him?
Yes.
He's better than what they got right now.
Yes.
Well, who are you talking about? The Raiders?
I would say a lot of teams. We were just talking about yesterday, there aren't even good backups in the league right now. They need quarterback talent.
The only thing, if I was an NFL team, and this is where people won't, they can't help themselves. Dante Moore should not play his rookie year. He needs to sit and learn. He is not NFL ready. But of the players that are currently, and I'll take even next year's class too. If you told me right now I could get one quarterback that's currently playing in college football this year or next, because who knows what's going to happen with the, you know, guys that are sitting on the bench somewhere. But even guys that aren't draft eligible, it would be a no-brainer for me. I want Dante Moore. I think Dante Moore with the right coaching and the right seasoning can be a absolute star at the next level. I just think his upside is bigger than Mendoza's. It's bigger than Simpson's. It's certainly bigger than, you know, the USC or the young kid at Michigan. That guy has everything you want other than at times, I think some of the pre-snap stuff, and I think he can get a little rattled, and that's just going to come with time.
Is he like Jordan Love?
I think he's bigger, and I think he's a better athlete than Jordan Love.
So who's he like then? And by the way, you mentioned Ty Simpson.
Yeah.
That guy may be playing his way back to Alabama.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the other... So they have a... they have a freshman there who's supposed to be like the next guy.
Who? Alabama?
Alabama. And there is some there's some talk that if he may pull a Carson Beck and maybe look elsewhere if he doesn't feel like the
NFL. Wait, you're talking about Ty Simpson?
Ty Simpson, now? Yes. Okay. There are some down there that believe that if he comes back, he will not be guaranteed that job at Alabama. Mm. So if he gets a report.
Keelon Russell is the
yeah, that kid.
Five-star kid's name.
Yeah, so there's been some talk that they love that kid, and as good as Ty Simpson is, his draft stock has fallen.
Wow.
And that if he wants another year of seasoning, he may pull a Carson Beck and make a couple million to go play at Miami or whatever, because he's afraid of getting beat out by this Russell kid. So, you know, Ty Simpson at one point looked like he was going to be the guy, and he isn't the guy anymore.
Well, he's just had a bad run here. Alabama yeah. hasn't looked very good.
Yeah.
He didn't look very good against Georgia, I'll tell you that.
No, so.
But he was also running for his life, so.
it's kind of a weird thing. I would say if you want a Dante Moore, I think like a CJ Stroud would be one that maybe makes some sense. If you wanted to maybe say a little bigger version of Deshaun Watson without all the hand stuff, could be another one that comes in. He doesn't run that much, which is kind of the CJ Stroud thing, but I think he's a better athlete than CJ Stroud, which is like the Deshaun Watson thing. He can move around in the pocket. He's very elusive, but he's a big kid that can carry more weight. And I just love the way the ball comes out of his hand. He is a natural thrower of the ball, and he can rip it down the seam. The only thing is, at times, I think some of the pre-snap stuff confuses him a little bit. And I think if you rough him up and you hit him, I think he has a tendency sometimes to go into a bit of a shell. And that is just, he has not played a lot of football.
All right. Well, we mentioned the Raiders. Guess who's under fire? We'll get to that next on The Fan. Yeah, Tom Brady's under fire now. We were talking about the Raiders.
Why is Tom Brady under fire?
Well, because Tom Brady, because they're awful.
They are terrible.
Tom Brady had a hand in a lot of what they did this year.
Yeah.
You know, so that he's getting a lot of heat for a couple things. One, he could not get Mike Vrabel or Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Or he chose not to get Mike Vrabel or Ben Johnson. And Raider fans are looking at this going, Pete Carroll, what the hell are you doing?
But it's true. Everything from Pete Carroll to Geno Smith to Chip Kelly, it's all been a disaster.
It's been a complete disaster. He pushed hard for Chip Kelly. And yep. Chip Kelly, they paid him the most of any coordinator in the league.
Like $6 million,
and they
wasn't
already
it?
Fired him.
Yeah.
The other one was, apparently he was talking about luring in Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
And
no,
couldn't do that. He also shot down the idea of bringing in Sam Darnold.
Well, it turns out that apparently running a team is harder than you think. I mean, everyone thinks that it's so damn easy until you get out there. And I don't know what the Raiders do. Do they just clean house after a year and pay all that money?
I think you got to.
I mean, it's not good right now. And but if you do, like, who wants that job? You fired the one coach. It was an Antonio Pierce after a year. And now you're going to Pete Carroll. You're going to can his ass after a year. I mean, it's just bad organizations are going to be bad organizations. And if Tom Brady wasn't there, we would just call out the Raiders for what they are, which is an absolute S show. But somehow Tom Brady's name attached to it gives them like this credibility. And why?
Yeah, well, because he's Tom Brady.
Well,
but
Michael Jordan didn't know what the hell he was doing. Magic Johnson didn't know what the hell he was doing.
I think part of it was the fact that Brady was just a new set of eyes and they desperately needed that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, well, they finally have handed over the keys to somebody who might know what they're doing.
Turns out, no.
Yeah, I guess not, yeah. But he's not going anywhere, so.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't know who makes the decisions this offseason, but
it's just weird because Pete was brought in because they needed stabilization and an adult in the room. Well, nothing has been adult or stabilized. So do you bring back Pete again? And just how long do you kick this thing down the road? The dude's like 1,000 years old. Or do you just say, like you said, we screwed up, scrap it, and try to hit a whole reset? I don't think you can bring back Pete and Gino and just say, hey, we're going to do this again.
All right, well, we got to go. That's enough sports in for a day.
Sports.
Don't you guys think?
Yeah.
True story.
We sports hard today. I'm exhausted.
I am too. I'm going to go home, I think.
Can we just D off now?
Schulte like that. What do you want to talk about?
Let's just let Schultzy croon for a while and talk about how he's the equivalent of Michael Bublé.
I mean, I would love that.
Can I tell you that that's the highlight of the show so far? I look, of all the things that were on my bingo card, one of us saying, I'm exactly like insert one of the best in the world. I did not have that on the bingo card.
Yeah, well, you got it.
It's like you, if we somehow we brought up Phil Mickelson, you're like, yeah, basically my game is exactly like Phil's.
That's right. That's okay. It's a little different.
All why?
Right. I'm pretty good.
Schultzy's getting sensitive now.
Hey, Bublé and I are kindred spirits. You know what he would be doing if he were not a professional singer?
A radio producer?
He'd be a hockey announer.
Oh, would he?
Yeah.
He
loves sports. Remember when he took LSD and skated in the All-Star Celebrity Game?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Bublé sounds like a pretty cool dude.
Or was it too many mushrooms?
It was mushrooms or it was some kind of psychedelic.
Yeah, I think it was shrooms.
Oh, I need to find that clip.
You see Sydney Sweeney said the worst sport to watch is golf.
I can see that.
Can you believe that, bitch?
Yeah, I can believe it.
Then she said her favorite is...
Can we please cut Can You Believe That, Bitch? Because I feel like that should be in our repertoire.
Her favorite is MMA.
All of a sudden, Sydney Sweeney going down.
Not
Rob's
that
list.
Hot. Nah. Not that hot. Bye, bitch. All right, the club is coming up next. Frosty the Snowman was not a jolly, happy soul.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.